Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Let's get the show started, folks. We are live here. We're going to kick it off with one of my favorite tunes. Welcome back. Summer is over. School is back in session. That means office hours is back and open for business. Yeah, that's right. We are back. I don't remember the last time I broadcast. It was probably in July. Talking wing dang. Oh boy, it feels good to hear that again.
Wang dang. Why should you want to know? Wang dang.
Oh man, all right. Let's get things started. So much to get to today, I know. There's so many calls coming in. Let's get a few calls in and then I could see where the show goes and take it from there. Let's take Seth Perry. Seth Perry, welcome to Office Hours. Good to see you. Hello.
Hey there. It's good to hear from you again, Tim.
Thank you so much. Thank you. How are you? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. What can I do? What can I help you? How can I help you?
Well, I thought I'd just first say I'm working from home today for the morning and in my new home office in my basement.
Nice. So. Where is this now?
Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, the home of my wife. This is where my wife is from, Edmonton, Alberta. So I've spent some time up there.
We just relocated here, and it was really good to relocate here. I got a new job here, and it was so funny because on the property of where I work, they keep bees, and then I met the beekeepers. And one guy, he said, "Hey, I'm Tim," and then the other guy, I'm like, "What's your name?" And he goes, "I'm Eric." And
so goodness.
I know.
How do you like that? All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Seth. Good talking to you. All right. I'm going to fire through some calls just to get the rhythm of the show started. Peter.
Timmy, hey, baby.
What's going on, Pete? Where are you calling from?
Matey, you didn't show up to the bar, baby.
What's that now?
In Berlin, baby. Remember I told you?
Oh, shit. Where?
What the fuck?
Well, where? Remind me, because I told you I was going to Berlin. Is that right?
Wait a second, I lost you there. Hang on. Yes.
Yeah. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
Okay. Well, so remind me what the hell is going on, because I was in Berlin, and were we supposed to meet up?
You told me you were going to Berlin. Yeah. We were supposed to meet up every night.
Every night. Well, listen, I didn't get out because I've got the kids with me. So every night, I'm stuck at home. I what am I going to do? Go out and party all night long?
We could have arranged a sitter.
I did have a sitter one night, and I forgot the entire deal. Listen,
I had a DJ set arranged for you.
Oh, that would have been so cool to get a personalized DJ set. What was the name of the bar? Let's plug the bar.
8mm Bar.
Is it on the east side? Of course, right? Because that's where all the cool shit is. Every city, I'm telling you, every city in this world now, it's all about the east, right? So in other words, you got L.A., it's east. It's Silver Lake and Echo Park. New York, you got east. It's Brooklyn, okay? And it's and then in London, it's East London, right? And then, of course, in Berlin, it's East Berlin. That's where all the cool kids go. That's where all the warehouses are, brother.
It's all about the East.
That is where gentrification is happening every single day. And we are bringing in the Vietnamese.
Gentrify the shit out of it, baby.
We are bringing in the Vietnamese food. We are bringing in the gelato. We are bringing in the bike share programs. And we are making the world a better place.
We're bringing in the coop.
All right. Thanks, Peter. I did enjoy your city.
Wait. How was the time in Berlin? Did you have a good time?
Oh, we loved it there. What a great city. What a beautiful city. I really had no expectations. I had no idea what to expect. And we were just blown away. It's just a high-functioning city. You know, the subway and the metro, all that stuff works beautifully. Great food, very nice people, lots of stuff for the kids, lots of parks. I found the whole city great. Everybody was wonderful. There's a lot of vibrancy, a lot of energy there. I felt like I wish I was living there, honestly. I felt very connected to it. Listen, I'm German. I come from German. I have German roots.
Look, you got to come back and do a show sometime, please.
I would love to. All right. Thanks, Peter. We'll see you
soon. We love you. I love you, baby.
Bye-bye. How about Ilias? Ilias.
Hey, dude.
Hello, where are you calling from?
Finland.
Finland, how do you like that? We are, I think this is the first Finnish call we've gotten, unless you've called before and I'm not remembering.
Nah, this is my first time, at least for me.
What's going on in Finland these days?
Quite a lot, but I had a question for you, if that's all right.
Please, this is the format of the show. It's the blood that runs through the show. It is the lifeblood. It is the...
All right, Timbo.
What it takes to make this show happen is your questions and your feedback. Hit me up. Hit me one more time.
All right. I will do that, Timbo. All right. Listen. So recently you had quite an interesting conversation with Nathan Fielder on Twitter. Do you...
Oh, yes.
Want to explain what was going on with you?
Well, it was just boredom, really. I was traveling, I believe, on the train to Manchester, part of the historic run of shows in the United Kingdom. And it occurred to me that I should give him a little. I was kind of covertly pointing attention towards his live shows, but I like the sort of playful. Idiocy that Twitter could provide between two funny people where you create this public conversation and this idea that I'm going to chime in and tell him he can't do these shows. It's very disruptive. It's very...
The thing was I wasn't clear where you're doing a bit or was it just,
It's a total... I mean, why would I want to cancel his shows? That would be so, like I said, disruptive.
Yes, yes.
So I assume I always take the position that I assume my audience that's listening or watching or reading it gets the joke. If they don't, then that's their problem, and they can.
It was pretty obvious that you were like, of course we know who you are, so it was funny, but it's not always so clear.
Understood. Well, that's what we like to do is muddy the waters.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for having and taking the call. And
don't call me Timbo. I find it very very disrespectful to call me Timbo. It's very disrespectful. Very upsetting to me. Okay.
Hey, what is Tim? Okay.
You just call me Tim. That's all you need to know. It's easy. It's
all right.
Convenient. It doesn't require anything. Just Tim.
I only meant it as a term of endearment.
I do. And I'm teasing you slightly, but it is a little, let's be honest, it's a little disrespectful, don't you think? Timbo, it's collegial. It's assuming that we're that we're closer than we are. Because I don't. You're.
But maybe maybe we're like ex-lovers or something.
And maybe we are. Don't know that. How? I got to get to Finland. It's beautiful, I assume.
Oh yeah, well, dude, you are quite well known here, and Tim and Eric, the show, of course,
really?
Is pretty known here. And,
okay.
Yeah.
After the Scandinavian tour.
I mean, if your promoter gets you a show in Helsinki, I can guarantee you that it's going to be sold out and all.
All right. Well, I'll hold you that guarantee.
All right.
Take
you
care.
You can have my babies if I'm wrong.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's pretty neat to talk to the Finns. Jordan? Jordan's gone. How about Lewis? Lewis Rosenbaum.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
How you doing, Tim? Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. How can I help you today?
Nothing. Just wanted to say hi. I love your show. I have a question about Jash.
Yes, sir.
I've been really enjoying Norm's show lately. How much do you guys, like, have your hands on what he's doing?
We write the show for him. We write all his questions and everything he says is basically coming from us. We write the answers as well for his guests. So it's all scripted. It's all sort of
figured
out.
You're very involved.
No.
Excellent.
No, not in any way. Not in any way.
I think I've been loving what you're doing with Jash.
Thank you.
And all the little side projects. I just think... You guys are nailing it on the head.
Thank you so much, Lewis. And listen, you have yourself a good day.
Cheers, Tim. Canada
Cheers.
Loves you. Have a good
day. Bye-bye. Let's say Mason. Mason, are you there?
Tim, what's up, man?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. Thanks for taking me back into your heart.
Absolutely. You're in my heart, you're in my life, and you're in my mind. So you go away for a little bit on tour, and the world somehow gets infinitely worse. Do you care to comment on that?
Isn't that something? Listen, is it connected to me going away? I think it probably is. I think that's
I
what's
think
going
there's
on.
Some causation and some correlation.
I know. Listen, let me just say quickly. I'm sending my thoughts out to the people in Houston and that region, and of course I'm sending my thoughts out to my friends in Florida, which is a state that we refuse to visit, that we refuse to do shows in because of the calamities that happen down there almost on a constant basis. I think we abandoned the peninsula. We got to get out of there. It's no good. It's we have to give up on that dream of habitating that part of the country. It's gone. We have to.
Well, what about California? I mean, that's kind of shrinking.
California's
got to
go too.
Property.
We've got to center things up. We got to all kind of come into the middle. Maybe take Iowa, Kansas, and then let's all just gather there. Turn that into a mega city, a city state. provide transportation, free transportation, free medical care, and free housing for the entire country, and we'll all live together harmoniously under the beautiful Kansas setting sun.
Communist Kansas is something out of just the Republican nightmare.
I know.
Book.
Can you believe that? All right. Well, listen, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Every day there's something nuts going on, and I feel bad that I don't know why, what we're going to do about it. See, how many of these can we take? How many blows can we take?
It seems like I don't know. It's pretty scary. Did you even get to enjoy your tour, or were you just like watching the news every night, freaking out?
No. I was pretty well separated from it. And one thing that's nice about the BBC, which I had on in the morning as we were getting ready and stuff, was there's a whole world out there where there's news and stuff happening outside of the States that's newsworthy and interesting. And so it was not the wall-to-wall Trump coverage and storm coverage that you would get here. So that was a nice,
that's nice.
Break. And I was so busy with the kids. We were out going to see the Buckingham Palace and the castles and everything. So we were I was constantly occupied with stuff that the news wasn't driving me too crazy.
Well, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
To the Chapo boys and freaking out.
All right. Take care. We are back. You just have to let me warm up back into this, guys. It's not going to be, you know, we'll see where the show goes. We don't know. Oh, my goodness. We're not going to take this call. Briar, are you in the hurricane? Are you in the eye of the hurricane right now? Hello?
Hello.
Are you calling from the hurricane?
This Hello?
Is, yes, I can hear you.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not going to work. Eli. Oh, geez. Eli.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good. How are you?
I'm very, very good, man. I saw you in L.A., and I loved every second of it, but I got to tell you.
Go ahead. Here we go. When anyone starts a sentence with, I got to tell you, it ain't going to be good news.
Hey, man, it is. I love your music, but especially one you did with Tim and Eric, Rollo Tony Browntown.
Rollo Tony Browntown. Check yourself.
Check yourself.
Out the door.
Give me yourself. Give me some more.
Give me some more of those Rolos.
Because it's a song that my girlfriend and I use to escape realness and embrace like our weird when that's like not what's going on.
Yes.
And it's like a powerful song in our relationship. And I wanted to tell you that,
Tim. Thanks, brother. Thank you very much, Eli. That means the world to me. Of course, when we are coming up with that kind of stuff, that's not what we have in our minds. That's not what we're, that's not our goal or our objective, but to find out that there's some residual, it's appreciated on another level is certainly nice to hear. Thank you, Eli. All the best to you and your girlfriend.
You don't want.
Okay. Ferrari Glenn.
Hey, Tim. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Houston, Texas.
Oh, fuck, man. So give us the update down there. I want to know what it's like on the ground. Are you dry and high?
Yeah, I'm dry because my apartment's on the second floor, man.
Oh, that's the best.
Thanks for asking.
That's the best, man. Apartment's on the second floor. Nothing beats that. Listen, you're up off the ground, but you're not climbing 20 flights or nothing. You're just right there on that second floor.
Yeah, man, that's right. That's the best.
I'll tell you something weird about – I was just in England, you know, for a couple of weeks, and one of the weird little differences there is their second floor is their first floor. So you have zero as your ground floor, and then the first floor is the second floor. You understand me? That takes a little bit of getting used to, you know. It's sort of like, huh? You know, you're like,
you're on the
first
floor. Like,
I'm thinking to myself,
I thought I was on the first floor.
I'm thinking to myself, where am I? Am I on the first floor? No, you're on the second floor. Okay. So that was a little odd. We're sort of still trying to wrap our heads around that.
Cool, man.
So are you doing okay down there? What's the scene like? Is it a mess?
I'm just working from home because I can't get to my office building. So I had to work from home. They could call if they need me. But I don't think I'd be much use anyway. So it's whatever.
Are things returning to normal, or is it still just a hellscape of just...
Oh, yeah, everything's back to normal.
It is.
Everything's back to normal. Yeah, stores are back open. People are back chilling.
Well, there must have been a tremendous loss and damage to property.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a lot, man. Some people died.
I know. I mean, listen, yeah. I can't think of a worse way to go, drowning in some flood.
Yeah, dirty water and you got dirt and all type of crap next to you.
So what's going to happen next? Go ahead. You got a question for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question, man. For the upcoming Oscar special, are you going to do another Oscar medley with Dakar? Because the first one was the best.
If you want it, I'll do it.
Yeah, man, it'll be tight, man. Thanks.
Are you kidding me? I'll do it just for you.
Just Ferrari.
For Ferrari Glenn. I'm going to call you out, and I'm going to say this one's going out to my Ferrari Glenn.
That's going to be the best.
All right, I'll work on that. I'll get started. We got to figure out what the movies are going to be first, then I'll start working on it. You hear me?
And can I give a shout out to everybody on the On Cinema on Facebook Facebook group?
Let's do it. Give them the shout out.
Hey, what's up to everybody? in the On Cinema group on Facebook. It's your boy Ferrari.
All right, Ferrari. It is good to hear from you, and thank you. And I would like to also give a shout-out to that group as well. So here we go. Hey, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker here. I want to give a shout-out to the On Cinema on Facebook group. Thank you so much for your wonderful posts and your enlightened and often very funny engagement with the product that we put out. Thank you very much. All right.
Thanks, man.
All right. See you, Ferrari. See you, Glenn. That's a nice gentleman there. Dan, are you around? Dan, are you available? Dan? Dan the man?
Whoa. Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Tim?
Yes, sir. Oh.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm trying to get back into the rhythm, getting back into the headspace of this office hour show. I think I'm getting there, but how can I be of service to you today?
I was just always curious, like what's your casting process for, like, on the show and stuff? Because you have some pretty, like, interesting characters all the time on the show.
Well, it's sort of a trade secret, I'll put it to you that way. We don't want to start giving away all the recipes. Can you believe that?
Sure.
Can you understand that much?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for understanding,
keep it up, man.
Dan the man. I want to apologize for running late today. I get into the office about 8:30, and then I'm setting up. I haven't done this for a couple of weeks, so I'm setting up all my equipment. And you know, like, you get this. I think you understand this, folks. That this is just me running the show here, and we got no staff on this. And I'm plugging everything in. I'm like, you know, it's a little confusing how I've organized this whole setup here. It's a bit of a Frankenstein job. We got iPads plugged in and laptops plugged in and stuff. And as I'm plugging this in, I realize I'm missing one little piece of equipment that is this thing called an iRig, which connects the phone to the mixer. So you don't do the show without the iRig. And I immediately realized that I've left it at home, and I think it's in my backpack, because I took it with me on the Tim and Eric tour, because I thought maybe I would broadcast or do something. And I realized I have to go all the way home. So I had to get in my car, drive home about 20 minutes, and ran in, got the thing, came back. That's why we're late today. And I thought I could just cancel the show. I could say, let's just do it tomorrow. But I didn't want to do that. I was so excited to get on and talk to you wonderful people. So here I am with all that energy, all that, you know, I was cursing. I was pounding my car steering wheel. I was so upset. Graham.
Hey there. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
Hey, Tim. Good afternoon from Toronto.
Ah, yes. Why are you pronouncing the T? I was told you're not supposed to pronounce the T.
I'm not from Toronto, so I think that's why.
There you go. You did it correctly.
Yeah.
Well, how can I help you?
I had a question. You were bugging my boy at Nathan Fielder on Twitter, telling him to cancel his tour.
Yeah.
Which I have tickets for tomorrow. What's going on with that?
Well, it's just a goof.
Oh, a goof and a spoof.
There you go.
I gotcha.
All right.
Cool.
Enjoy the show. We're going to be up.
Actually, I was just wondering what. Sorry, go ahead.
We're going to be up in Toronto in a couple weeks. We're going to be doing a show up there.
Yeah, man. I will be there.
Oh, good.
I will be there for sure. I was just wondering. I just had a question for you about Nathan Fielder, and because you guys are producing his show, I was just wondering, like, how you guys found him and what your sort of response to was to him when you first saw him.
Well, he was an actor and maybe a writer, I'm not sure, on the John Benjamin show that we produced. And so he got to know all of us that way. And he wanted to do his show. So our partner, Dave Kneebone, and him and a couple other guys went and put that show together. And so we're proud to have it as part of the absolutely stable of shows.
Yeah.
As you can imagine.
No, it's a great addition.
All right.
Cool.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, man.
Take
Cheers.
Care. Peppy boy there. Sean, are you there, Sean?
Hello. Hi. Yes, I am here.
Hi,
Tim.
Good. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm calling from Chicago.
Beautiful.
just wanted you to know, I recently saw the Tim and Eric 10th anniversary special. It was just wonderful.
Thank you
it
very
made
much.
Made me so happy. It was such a awesome show. It was just a very important show to me. So just seeing the whole gang back, seeing a lot of old faces I haven't seen in a while, it warmed my heart.
That was the, I have to say, that was sort of the general reaction to the special that that I'm very happy with. You know, I'm really excited that that's the way it was received. I'm sorry.
One of my favorites.
I'm just checking connection here. Are we still online on the
yes.
Facebook? Okay, good.
Yes. Should be good. I was happy to see one of my personal favorites. A guy I haven't seen in a little while was Bob Drewing.
Oh yeah.
I was really happy to see him again. With the song at the end.
He's my favorite. One of my favorite. I mean, I don't know. I don't have favorites, of course. But he's so good in that piece and that song. I'm very proud of that song, and he did such a good job with it. And the way they interact with each other is so beautiful. It's almost very touching in a way. The whole thing, as if this couple has some kind of role playing. Little game that they play every night, and I just couldn't be happier with the way the whole thing turned out. And thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for coming to the shows over the summer. We had a blast, and seems like everyone else did too. So thanks, Sean.
Sure. Thank you, Tim.
All the best. All the best. All the best to you. Let's take George Robertson. George Robertson, proper name. George? I had a feeling about this. I don't know why. George, you there? Did you? Gross. Terrible, terrible sound. How about David? David? Hey, David. Dave, you there? What's going on? This is a weird thing that happens in the show where there'll just be this patch of silence. Hang up on this guy, John Papp. Nope, John Papp's not there. That's even. Hello? 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 Isn't that weird? You can hear somebody talking. Robert, I know you're there.
Hey, you all right?
Oh, God, thank God we've got through. There's just, there's been a bunch of these dead calls. Robert, good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I was just seeing you in Manchester on Sunday.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, it was fab. Yeah, I was right in the middle.
Why didn't you say hi after the show?
Oh, you're doing stuff after the show?
Yeah, I went out and said hi to some folks. I mean, it wasn't any kind of official thing, but I was there. It would have been nice to say hi.
Oh, mate,
Robert,
sorry about that.
Listen, wasn't that a fun night?
It was fantastic. It was really good. Did you notice that you almost hit that guy in the front row with the mic when you first came on?
Yes, I did. I think I have a way of dealing with that, that I don't hit people, but it looks, it's a bit of an illusion, but it is a bit of a, I hope that people are alert enough to kind of get out of the way. Or to protect themselves. It's like, you know, sitting in my show is like sitting in that, like behind the dugout or something, behind the first base line at a baseball game or something. You have to come a little prepared to maybe get hurt or wet or something, you know. So
the dangerous show.
Oh, he did it every night in London, that same show, and it was a smaller quarters, so people were right up against me. And there were definitely a few moments of like, oh shit, that was a little too close for my comfort. And also, one of the nights I hit myself in the face with my mic stand, where I just bashed almost got my eye directly, but I got like right under my eye and had a little shiner for a couple of days. So it's a full contact sport, comedy sometimes, and we enjoy that.
Yes, good. I just. One comment about it, if that's all right.
Please.
Not meaning to embarrass you, but you said that the father of Henry II is Henry I, where he's actually King Steve, and I hate to say it, but I just thought I'd mention.
Well,
just thought, you know, right?
I will reveal this little part of the act because I don't think it really plays outside of these shows in London, which is a part of the show I do where I claim to be able to impersonate any British king. And which I believe you can attest to gets a big laugh because it's a pretty ridiculous claim to be able to do. And so we take a request from the audience, and usually somebody says something like Charles the First or, you know, Henry the Second or some goddamn king that I don't know anything about. So then I go back and I kind of put on this little walk and we turn the lights low, and I come out and I say, I am Charles II, King of England, and I was a very good king. Yes? And it's a highlight of the show. People really enjoy it. Of course, I get all the information wrong. Try to keep it generic, you know. But anyways, listen, I'm sorry we didn't get to say hi, Robert Tingle. I always enjoy talking to you, and all the best to you.
It's fantastic. Seriously, best thing I've seen you and Greg. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that.
Right. All the best.
Right.
Hello, Gun Garte. Are you there? I hear you. I hear the playback. Are you not there?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Tim.
Woohoo. Yes, sir. Whoa, easy. Calm down a little bit. Calm down. Bring your energy down.
Hey, Tim.
Bring your energy. Bring your energy down.
Tim.
Yes.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Hey, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, sir, I can't. Are you there?
Let's see how long this bit goes for.
Hey, Tim Heidecker's. Hey.
Hey, how's it going there, Gun? Hey, buddy.
Hey, I hear you. Hey, man, I just want to say thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, man, you really changed my life, man.
Oh, thank you so much, Gunn. It's so nice to hear that. In what ways?
Well, my mom has been hitting me a lot.
She's been what?
Hello?
She's been what?
I lost him.
Okay, take care. That was a good, nice chat. Let's clean these phone lines up a little bit here. How about beautiful Joe Rizzi? Beautiful Joe Rizzi's in the house.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
How about?
How are you?
Hey, Tim. How are you? Beautiful
Joe Rizzi. I'm really, really good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I saw your Tim and Eric tour in New York.
Did you enjoy that?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Did you enjoy that?
Really good. How are you? It was great. I loved it so much. You're a great performer.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just wanted to know, I'm curious, would you ever make a sequel to the Tim and Eric Billion Dollar Movie?
I don't know. I mean, not, that's not on our to-do list, you know? It was incredibly difficult to do and took a lot of, not a lot of people saw it. So I don't know if it's something that we're aspiring to do. I think if we approach film again, it will probably come from a different angle entirely, not approached as a sequel.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. The songs that you came up with, do you have like a personal favorite? Because mine is Petite Feet.
I don't have favorites, but that wouldn't be one of my favorites. I mean, it would, I don't know. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Thanks. If you could be on a TV show currently airing, which one would you want to go on?
I'm not really sure. I don't really have an answer for you there.
All
right,
okay,
Joe.
No
problem. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Don't really know the answer to that. Why can't I call Vic? Are you listening? Can you call me? Vic, can you call me? I'll send him a note. Hold on a sec. Can you call me? Let's try that message, see if that comes through. Let's see if that comes through. Oh, let's see if it comes through. I've got a couple new Trump songs that I don't have recorded yet. I see it's... All right. I was hoping it would call into this thing. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Tim. How's it going, man?
Oh, pretty good. I'm trying... Are you not on FaceTime anymore or something?
Oh, let's see. Let me try it again. I'll call you back with the FaceTime audio.
Yeah, because I want to call you through my laptop, you know?
All right, yeah.
Leanne, we always have ladies call in. I just I haven't gotten one yet. I haven't picked up on one, so we'll just have to be patient. Let's see if Vic... God damn it. Why doesn't it work through here? I'm really sorry, guys. We are trying to... Hey, buddy.
Hey, Tim.
It's so weird. I want to be able to call you from my laptop here. It won't let me do it. I don't know why. Can you call me through Skype?
Yes, I can figure that out. Yeah.
I'm sorry about this, buddy. I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on.
All right.
This is really the last thing you need to deal with, but let's try it. You know, call me at the real Tim Heidecker number, whatever it is.
Okay, got it.
You know what it is.
Yeah,
you know the deal. He's a Skype guy. Okay.
I used it four times before.
Okay, bye. Let's see if he calls in. That'll be cool. I mean, he might not. So that's something we'll have to deal with if it comes down to it. I'm waiting for... Let me clear some of these. Sorry, guys. I'm just going to clear the lines, as they say. I feel like I want to talk about all my journeys and trips and everything, and I just don't know where to start. I don't really know where to start because it's really been a wonderful experience. Thank you, everybody, that came out to the shows in London and everywhere else. Maybe you could just call him through. I don't know. Let's call him through which method? We'll take Leanne while we wait. Leanne? Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get Mr. Vic Berger to call in, and I assume he's opening up Skype and figuring out how to do that. So I thought maybe we could just chat while we wait, if you don't mind being
perfectly fine.
Just hang with me for a little bit.
Absolutely.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I have several questions, most of which were silly, and then I'm hearing people call and they're asking serious questions, so I am not really sure what the hell I'm supposed to say.
Well, what's your silly question? I'm not a big fan of silly questions, but let's see what happens.
Well, I've been introduced to your show very recently, and I watch it all the time, and it is quite possibly the most hilarious thing ever.
It's the best.
To me, it is hilarious.
Hold on, I gotta put you on hold. I'm sorry, I gotta put you on hold because I've got the main man himself right here, right now. Mr. Vic Berger calling in from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Hello. Is it working?
I hear you loud and clear. Do you hear me?
Oh, good. I can hear you, yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Listen, Vic, we probably have people want to ask you questions, but I don't, now I've got to figure out the way to connect you to other people. That's a whole other level. So tell you what, if you've got questions for Vic, you can type them on the screen here.
That's a good workaround.
And sorry, Leanne, for jumping off the phone. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Vic?
Hey.
How is your summer? How is everything? Give me the update on you and your family and everything.
Oh, it's been great. We were up in Canada, in Ontario, for a week. Did some fishing. I caught a couple, you know, bass. And,
you got into fishing, huh?
Yeah, I've never been much of a fisherman. And
those goddamn fish do to you?
They didn't do anything.
They're just floating along.
I put most of them back.
Yeah, fuck you, Vic. Listen, because here are these fish, and they're just living their lives. They're out there in the lake,
right.
And they're just floating around. They're probably having a pretty good time of it. And lo and behold, mm-hmm. what comes around the corner is a little flashy dingle dangle that's like, you know, hey, that looks pretty damn good. I have to say,
right.
I am a little hungry. I think I'll go over there and this, you know, listen, the folks say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but maybe this is the exception to the rule. So I'm going to go over there and grab this delicious sparkle. I don't know what it could be. It could be a little minnow.
We use minnows.
Could be a worm floating there. We don't know. But fish goes over there. He says, I'm going to take, what the hell? I'm going to take a bite. Next thing you know, he's got a damn hook in his mouth. And he can't. And he's getting reeled up along some goddamn nylon string. And he's all of a sudden he's in a boat. He can't breathe because he's out of water. And he's looking at your fat face, you son of a bitch. The hell do you think you are? What, you got no?
I was nice to him.
Got no food available to you now?
Well,
you got to go hunt and fish for your own food now, Vic. Come on,
it's
man.
Cruel. It's cruel. The saddest part is like I wouldn't even like take it off the hook or do any of the cleaning or anything. I just like I caught it and then you know I had my father-in-law do the rest because I just don't want to get my hands dirty.
No, you did. Yeah, you did.
I feel bad.
You should. You should be not sleeping at night thinking about that. What's the bass's name? Do you know?
No, I didn't get a chance to ask him. No.
That is a shame that you went down this path. Shame on you.
It's horrible.
And was it fun or was it just boring? I mean, what, you're sitting out there in that boat, you're looking around, you're saying, well, this is supposed to be nice, I guess. I'm enjoying this.
It's supposed to be nice. And then we got bored, so we're just like, let's put the hook in the water and ruin some fish lives, you know.
And then that fish goes back and he's got this infection in his mouth.
Yeah. I know. It's sad. It really is sad, to be honest with you. I could never, if I had to like, you know, kill my own food, I would never do it. And wait, aren't you eating only vegetables and leaves?
That's true. I went vegan about a month or about 2 months, maybe now 3 months ago.
Wow.
So what happened? I'll give you the story. I went, we saw one of these documentaries and my wife and I said, mm-hmm. let's just do this mostly for our health, not for any kind of animal rights reasons, but there is that a little bit.
Yeah.
There's sort of this, like the way that the the factory farm kind of thing
is
very sickening. We said, well, let's just do it. You know, who needs to eat chicken every day? Every day it's like, I'll have a chicken, I'll have a salad just with chicken in it.
You know?
So like trying to make those choices where you're not getting, and then, and so it was going pretty well. And we went on the Tim and Eric tour and Doug and I both went vegan. So we kind of made it our little mission every day was to go to, you know, going to a town, you go.
Yeah, doing that by yourself is probably like, next to impossible.
But you go and you go and you find the good vegan place or the one that everyone's talking about, you know, the hips, and it's always this hip spot, you know what I mean?
Right.
You go to this place, you're like, oh, this is this vegan burger place, and it's like it's the coolest place in town because it's very happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so I did pretty good there. I had some salmon in Seattle, and there's a few times where I said, listen, I'm not going to be this like zealot about it.
Yeah.
And, but then I went to Berlin and, a couple days in there, I just said, you know what? I got to have myself a brat.
Yeah. You got to do
the brat.
There.
So that kind of unleashed the floodgates. And I said, well, I'm in London and I was pretty good, but I sort of fell off the wagon a little bit with, you know, getting some meat pies and fish, you know, fish and chips and all that stuff. So,
are you back to it again?
I'm back to it, you know, as far as trying to just be, conscious of, you know, if you're going to get a salad, just, you don't need a bunch of meat in there. You don't need to do it.
Right.
And, I feel so much better when I'm there in that zone. And, there's so many options. I had this burger, it's called Beyond Meat. And they make these meat patties, and I'll tell you, I got it, and it's not a frozen thing. It's fresh. It's like in the fresh food section, and it looks like meat. It's like pink, and I got it. I smelled it, and it smelled so bad. It smelled like it smelled like a can of Alpo dog food. I said, "This is not good." Like what? This,
right.
You know. But then I cooked it. I fried it in the pan, and it was delicious. It was unbelievable. Okay, unbelievable. Right.
And you wouldn't know. You wouldn't really know it was. It was like plant based.
No, I mean you would. I mean you would probably. Yeah. But it was very hard to tell. It looked like the texture and consistency of meat. It looked like a medium rare burger.
Right.
I didn't check the price on it. It probably wasn't cheap because I don't know what they're doing to get it that level. Of quality. But it's something to consider. It's something to think about. It's something to
I'm thinking about
re-energize. You know, people do it. People do it every day.
I'd miss the cheese though. I love all the cheeses.
You don't need so much cheese. How much cheese do you need really?
I don't know. I like a little taste now and then.
No, yeah. No. Well, if you want to do it, but just don't be like, well, I better put cheese on that on every meal. Then you'd be okay.
Yeah. I'll work on it.
What else is going on? What's new? You sent me a very funny, Trump's got a gold medal that he's selling on his website, right?
Yeah. It's a gold medal with his face on it. I don't even think it says President Trump on it. It's just like Donald Trump.
And then Donald J. Trump.
Like they're trying to distance himself from the White House or something. I don't know what it's about, but I was talking to, Todd Dracula. And we came up with the idea that it's because like people are kind of maybe embarrassed to wear the hats anymore, so they're looking for something that they can buy to honor Trump in their home without other
the privacy
seeing.
Of their home.
Yeah, because you don't see many people wearing the hats anymore. So
wouldn't you love to get the numbers on the sales of that?
Medal? I'd love to know.
And what is it? $45.
$45. Yeah.
And how big is it? Can you get a sense of how big it is?
I would say the size of your hand. I would say
it's just something you'd put on your mantle above your fireplace or something.
Yeah, right.
What a strange. It's like one of those commemorative plates or something, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that he has a active online shop? I mean, can you imagine person doing that while holding the office of president of the United States?
Right. There's nobody. Yeah, no other president.
I mean, maybe I don't know. Maybe Obama was doing that. I don't know. I mean,
maybe.
He had some site, BarackObama.com, selling umbrellas or something. Vic, I should tell you this. I mean, I think I did tell you this, but it's big, 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 big news for the Office Hours gang because I think we all understand my love and appreciation and devotion to the Fab Four from Liverpool, the Beatles. And so it should be with great pride and great admiration and respect that this news is received. And here it is part of my journey to London and the UK was an unplanned and surprise visit to none other than Abbey Road Studios, where I was received as a guest and was given the tour of the... Mecca's Mecca, we could say, of Studio 2, where some of the great recordings by the Beatles were laid down onto tape. So we, listen, this is straight bragging. This is not any kind of, no other reason to tell this except to say, guess what I got to do? And it is because of the hard work and the great success that I've had in my life that put me in the position don't you think, to be open to this. It's not some guy off the street.
Right.
But
it's about time.
I will say 15 years earlier, here's the beauty, here's sort of the poetic part of this. Mm. 15 years earlier, I spent some time in London as a undergrad overseas program through Temple University where we spent the summer in London. And we were 18 and I would say we were drinking tremendous amounts of beer every day because you could do that as an 18-year-old, which was very novel and very exciting. So I would drink all this Guinness, and I can't take Guinness. I couldn't drink Guinness anymore and I don't care for it. But at the time, it just seemed like what we were supposed to do, right?
Right.
So I would consume this Guinness, and then so I would have diarrhea pretty much almost every day. You know, you'd have just this, like, the beer shits. And it was just like kind of a fact of life. And on one occasion, we went to Abbey Road to sort of see it and do the crosswalk and all that jazz. And it's in a really kind of it's kind of in a residential area. It's not like a lot of stores and restaurants and stuff around there. So we tried to get in. We like knocked on the studio, you know, knocked on the front door and said, "Hey, can we come in?" And they're like, "No, it's a you know, it's a working studio. It's an actual, people still work there and record there."
Right.
So we left, and then about 5 minutes after leaving, it, you know, the D hits, like, and the gurgle begins in my lowers, and I said, "This is bad. You know, I'm going. I feel like I'm starting getting all hot. I'm sweating." And I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I ran back there and I knocked again. I said, this is an emergency. I really need to use the men's room, the WC, as they say. And they were kind enough to let me in. So I went in and just sprayed hard into the toilet, you know?
You're right, right. I mean, think of the legends that use that, John, before you, too.
Oh, that's what, speaking of John, I mean, Lennon himself.
Yeah, probably John. Like,
or maybe there's just some hard drops, little plops of Ringo.
Right.
And so that was always my claim to fame amongst my other Beatleheads, was that I had defecated in the toilets, the Beatles' Abbey Road Studios toilets. But never did I go into the studio until the other night, when the night before, a world-renowned stand-up comedian and all-around comedian, or all-around creator, who I believe will remain nameless, Vic, because I think that's appropriate.
Yes.
You know who it is, but this is a major guy.
Yeah.
This is one of top fives, right? Top fives out there.
Yeah, he's up there.
Came to see the show at the Soho Theater that Greg and I were doing. Neil Hamburger, Tim Heidecker, double bill. And sat, and I didn't know he was there. Came by after the show and said, "Hey, that was, you know, terrific." And I'm thinking, this is nice. What a nice compliment. And he said, "Well, listen, I'm in town doing some scoring for a movie, and I'm at Abbey Road. So if you guys want to come by, come on by tomorrow night." So we took him up on the offer, and we were kindly received. Now that's what happened. That's what happened, folks. Okay, there's not a lot of bells and whistles to it. There's not a lot of exaggeration. It's just the facts. And Vic, you're one of the few people I told the news to, because I know you have an appreciation for music, recording, and certainly the Beatles.
Yeah, you showed me a picture too, and like the studio looks exactly like it did when the Beatles were recording.
They kept it very they didn't,
same tile floor, same floor, and the
parquet
drop ceiling.
The parquet floor. Is you know, there's a story that in the 70s some millionaire was trying to entice the Beatles to get back together, and they tried to rebuild the studio in Los Angeles, because they're like, maybe if you all did this in L.A., you know, you could do it. So they were like, tried to rebuild the studio to its exact specifications, going so far as to try to recreate the moisture levels in the room, because, you know, you're in, all these things affect the way things sound. So
is that still around, that mock studio?
I don't know. I don't think it ever got fully finished. It certainly didn't entice the group to reform and record.
Care.
But anyways, what's new? What you've got, the latest Jim and Tammy Baker video that you came out with was top notch.
Ah, thank you. Yeah.
Where can people find that?
That's on Super Deluxe. Actually, it came out on Facebook the other day, but today it's coming out. It's probably out actually right now on YouTube. on Super Deluxe if you want to check that out. And I'm working on another one of Jim and Tammy and something sort of similar in that religion vein that'll be out somewhat soon.
It's so great. And I said this to you when I saw it, was these guys just keep delivering. I mean, it doesn't,
they
never get old. Lori's comments and interjections and are just, and they're obviously, you're manipulating everything. You're editing everything to be funny, but it's the source material is still there. It seems like, how divorced from the real thing is it at the, by the end? Like, is it, cause the guys,
you still got a feeling for it. I mean, still like the general, you know, message is still there.
Yeah, the guy is sitting there with his son on his lap, and it's like the way he's talking to his son. Is that pretty accurate to the way the real video is? Like, is he?
He was a little hostile to him, and he kept like, you know, like he was like talking as if he's like a like trying to get him to say what he's thinking, almost like he's mouthing the words. Right. And that all like happened. I didn't manipulate that.
Well, that's what's great is you pick up, you find these little micro emotions, these little micro moments, and then just like broadcast that loud and clear,
right?
And magnify it.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't come across that I'm like making fun of the kid. I hope people pick up on that I'm, you know, like trying to.
No, I think everyone feels bad for the kid. You see,
right?
He feels like a little bit of a hostage. Yeah, he's just used as literal, like what appears to be a puppet, like a literal puppet.
Right.
So unbelievable work, and there's so much exciting news, so much exciting stuff coming from your world, and there's a t-shirt that you can buy, I believe, with your picture on it. How do people get the t-shirt?
You can go to, what is it? I think it's like, if you go to Olivari Management,
Jesus.
I think, I don't even know what it is, but just
type in, nightmare plug.
I don't even know where it is. Type in Vic Berger shirt.
There you go.
It'll come up.
All right, my friend. Yeah. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye. Look who's still here. Leanne?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for holding. I didn't really expect you to, but I appreciate it.
No worries. Wait, you're on a lag, so I'm listening to the end of the conversation in my ear, so holy shit, hold on. All right. I'm so sorry. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was I hope my conversation with Vic was enjoyable enough for everybody.
I believe so.
I enjoy him. Enjoy his catching up with Victor. Victor Berger.
No worries. Wait. Why is this feeding back at me? This is a little irritating.
I think you need to mute the stream, my love. Mute the stream. Would you mute it, love? Mute the stream. Can you mute the stream?
I'm muting the stream, and then I cannot hear you, and that is really pissing me off.
All right, Liam, we'll have to talk later. All the best. Ali F. Is this Ali F?
Can you mute the stream?
Hello?
I'm muting the stream.
Oh, my boy. This is... it's like starting over again, folks.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, how did this happen? Three-way call?
I don't know. Who's the third person?
This is me. I'm Allison.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Allison. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to say thank you for everything you've done. I know that's cheesy, but you've brought a lot of love to me and my friends. We're in the T&E Lifestyle Group.
Nice.
And we just love you and met great friends, great times, and thank you for
sweet.
Being a big part of our life.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Listen, that is the nicest thing I've heard all day, and I do appreciate it. And we'll move on, and you get back to your wonderful day. Enjoy the day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Speaking of Tim and Eric, we have a big week, big Sunday coming up. Of course, you all know I've been a little lazy with promoting it just because of all my traveling and just been so busy with the kids and the shows in Linden. And we have, of course, the big news is Bedtime Stories returns this Sunday. So do us a favor and check that out. Tell all your friends to tune in. We're very proud of the show. It came out tremendously dark, and maybe funny. I'm very pleased with it. I'm very pleased with my performances in the show. I'm very happy. There's a bit of a range, I think. Some unexpected choices, and look forward to your thoughts. We can talk about it on Office Hours, what you think of the new season when it comes out. Let's take Calvin Deal here. Calvin?
Oh, hello.
Good day, Calvin. How are you?
Wow, this is insane. Hold on, let me pause you because there's a delay here. Hold on 1 second. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, it's good to be back, my friend. It's good to be back in sunny California. It's good to be back talking to these wonderful people here.
That's awesome. I have a quick question for you.
Why don't you hit me?
I was living in North Hollywood. Pretty sure you were in that area, too. You might still be.
No-ho.
But decided to leave and head to Philly. Do you think that's a good idea, or did I mess up my life?
Well, I mean, there's just so much I don't know about this situation. So
I'm a music video director, full-time.
Wow. Is that a full-time job these days? Can you get by doing that? Okay. So you're doing music videos for, like, who?
So mostly just, like, rappers, local rappers, and, you know, some pop people.
Okay.
Some label stuff.
What's the biggest artist you've worked with?
This rapper called Montana of 300.
Montana of 300. I mean, they're running out of names.
That's what I'm saying. And so, like,
what's next? Montana of 400? Just hit it.
You know what? There's probably going to be one next year, but
you'll see. Well, so what were you going to say there?
I was just going to say, like, I don't know what I was going to say, actually.
Should you move back? I mean, what opportunities are there for you in Philadelphia, or are you just, like, sick of the California lifestyle?
I'm kind of sick of the lifestyle. It's just so expensive. In Philly, I'll be paying, like, a quarter in rent. And it just seems like a cool, hip place, you know?
Are you from that area? I mean, what's drawn you to Philly?
I just know some people there.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
So I'm a young pup. So young that you're a music video director. And I think that's if it's some, you know, I mean, first of all, you're not screwing anything up because it's a move that you could always, you know, do again. You could probably move three or four times for the next several years to figure out where you really feel rooted. I would say at that age, do whatever you fucking want if you can do it. Live in Philly for a few years. I think you'll find the winters not to be the most fun place to be.
But, well, I'm from Boston, so that doesn't worry me too much. But
Well, listen, check in with us in 6 months and we'll see how you're feeling about it. That's all you can do. I mean, I can't tell you anything more.
Yeah, for sure. My last question is, like, where's your favorite place that you've lived, I guess?
Well, I'm pretty happy where I am right now, and I'll have to go with that. But I was overseas in London and Berlin, and geez, it was so nice to be in a really nice, well-organized, high-functioning city for both of those cities. They were just so, easy to live in. Just you didn't need a car. There was all kinds of stuff, parks and all kinds of activities to do with the kids, and very family friendly. And I felt a little, and I felt like I was living a little bit in the future, which is depressing because we're supposed to be in the greatest country in the world. But it's not feeling that way lately.
Things are definitely slowing down.
You really
that's
are.
For sure.
All right. Good luck
thanks,
with the
Tim.
Move. And,
huge fan.
And let us know how it all goes. Thanks, Calvin.
All right. Bye. Appreciate it.
Who else do we have today? We are really cooking and having a great time doing it. We're going to go to 11 today. Even.
Who else?
Hello. Are you there, Even Butt?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I help you today?
Well, did you sing Little Drummer Boy?
Da, 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 I will sing for you. What do you mean, did I sing it?
Okay, like, you had this really great role in Eastbound and Down, and there's, like, an uncredited little drummer boy that is at the ending credits of an episode, and it sounds exactly like you, and I just kind of expected it to be you.
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that. I don't remember. I mean, I saw the season. I don't remember that right now, but no, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, yeah, that song would suit you perfectly. Basically, yeah, I appreciate your, I've seen everything you do, obviously, but I wish you had more serious roles, because you're really good playing like a really trying to be like straight-laced husband, all that kind of stuff. Like, that character is really great, and you really did good with that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment, and have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Charlie Frazier is in the house.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific, Tim. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, my bored boy. It's late as hell there, isn't it?
It is. It's 3 a.m., I think.
Oh, my God. What have you been up? What are you doing up? Don't you know you need your Z's?
Sorry?
Don't you know you need your Z's?
I do, but I had a coffee before, and I don't know why. I wanted to talk to you about, there are two films, Tim?
Yep.
There are two films I love called Entertainment and The Comedy.
Yes, the dynamic duo.
Yeah, and you starred in both of those. I was just wondering if you had any creative involvement in those. I know you didn't write them, but what that was like on set and stuff with Rick Alderson and all that.
Well, I was very involved, more so in the comedy than entertainment. I think in the comedy I was in sort of constant conversation with Rick about the character, about the tone in the movie. And the movie was pretty much all improvised, off an outline, off of sort of a bunch of concepts and some... I didn't ask for a writing credit, but certainly a lot of the dialogue was created by myself. And it was a wonderful experience. It was a really fun experience for the most part. I think kind of, hold on one sec, okay? Did you get it? Abigail, did you get it? Did you get my clothes? I was just communicating with our wardrobe department here at the office, and we're doing a clothes drive for Harvey for the hurricane. And I had all the it was weird timing, because I got home and my closet was full of stuff that I realized I'd been away for 3 weeks and had packed very lightly. I wear a couple different shirts, you know. I said, I got to get rid of some of these clothes. I don't wear them ever, and they're just bugging me to look at. So I put a couple bags together, and as I'm doing that, I get a message saying, does anybody have clothes? We're donating, so that I'm just confirming that those clothes got received. Uh-huh. Anyways, that's what I got to say about that. Listen, would you get some rest? Would you get some goddamn rest?
I should.
All right. Talk to you later, Charlie.
Thank you. See you, Tim.
How about Andy DeLeo? You've been waiting so patiently. Andy DeLeo.
Hey, how are you doing, Tim?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. Calling from New Orleans.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that I'm an absolute huge fan, man. And it's really awesome to talk to you. Thoroughly enjoyed the anniversary episode. Really looking forward to the new bedtime stories. Super stoked for that. I was just wondering, I was looking on the Awesome Tour dates, and it just doesn't seem like y'all are coming anywhere near New Orleans. Do you have any plans at all anytime in the future?
No, we're kind of done touring for the year. We got as close as, I guess we got as close as Dallas. Or Austin, I don't know which is closer. And we got to Austin. I mean, we got to Atlanta, but that's about it.
Yeah, last time you guys were here, I was forced into work, and that was really sad.
I'm sorry, brother. There's nothing I can do. right now.
I understand.
All right.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, man.
Thank you, and all the best. 8-bit banjo, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, man. How are you? You're creating quite a racket there.
I'm talking on the Skype.
Can you come down with the racket a little bit? You got to put that kid out to pasture.
How you keeping, Tim? Good to talk to you.
Oh, good to see you. Good to hear from you. Where are you calling from? Australia?
No, I'm in Ireland.
Oh, Ireland.
This is Biff Henderson from the internet.
Yes, Biff. How are you?
I'm keeping pretty good.
Did you come out to see us in London, or did you not make the trip?
No, I wanted to see you in England, but I was going to schedule it. I didn't know. I was waiting for you to add the second date, and I waited too late.
Ah, damn it.
Things happen. I was just wondering, I'm a writer. I was just wondering, are you ever looking for any writers?
Nope.
All right.
We write it all ourselves, so it's a one position I can't do much with, you know? It's like we got our own things that we want to do. I mean, there's always some things where you're like, geez, I wish a writer could come in and just finish this. I could tell them what I want to do, and then they just blop, you know, get it all done. Because sometimes that sort of last stage of the writing is kind of mechanical and not necessarily the most creatively inspiring element of the procedure.
Yeah. Script doc type of stuff.
Yeah, just kind of making it all work, cleaning it up, punching it up, putting it together, making it readable. But that doesn't seem like, you know. But listen, what kind of stuff do you write?
Comedy, my main focus. I love gangster stuff. Like, I love Quentin Tarantino. I love you guys. I watched the new 10th anniversary. It was great. I was happy to see Tenise Gray. And,
All right. I got to run.
See all you, right. Nice Take talking care. To you, Tim.
Bye-bye. Well, Danielle's saying that on the message here, she's saying it's a sausage party. Well, call in. Let's talk. I got no problems with anybody calling in. You know, I could take everybody's call. I kind of take it out of randomly. You know, I'm not Tim.
Hey, Tim Thursday.
Tim Thursday, like one of the greats. This sounds like one of the great Tims out there.
Just trying my best.
What's been going on?
I'm just so impressed. We had 12 weeks of Decker.
I know.
Then an awesome show special. Now we're going to get, what, 5 more weeks of bedtime stories.
It's something else.
It's a blessing for sure.
Did you enjoy the run of Decker? I thought it was all came together quite nicely.
They were all great. The finale was unreal. It was so funny. I couldn't get over just all the references from all the On Cinema and all the seasons put in there, and then just the Star Wars ripoff. It's so good. Greg and his element for sure.
Yeah, and one thing I don't know if that translates that well in that episode is the costumes are so cheap, and like you could kind of see my underwear through the material. It's like this shit that they bought on Amazon that's like made for kids, you know, like just the shittiest astronaut crap. Oh God, that was fun to do. And then yeah, we're just on this kind of a run. I mean, I've had these billboards up for half the year now with the between Decker and the special and then the bedtime stories. So we're very happy with the work. I think, you know, you guys will probably have a bit of a drought once this is done because we've got to recharge and figure out what we're doing next and all that stuff. So it'll be a little while, I think. Been an honor. It's been a damn honor.
It's been one for us, too. So thanks so much for everything.
Bye. Jeffrey Bean.
Hey there.
What's up?
I just want to say, first of all, I want to get this out of the way so I don't surprise you again. This is actually Peepee Head.
Peepee Head?
Peepee Head.
I don't know Peepee Head. Have you called him before?
Yeah, a couple times. The last time or one of the last times, I recommended that Scotty Andrews should come out with an album. I don't know.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And I was just seeing where you were at with on that one.
Not happening, but you know what? It's one of the, I don't know, you probably know this maybe, but the one of the new bedtime stories is another Scotty story. So,
I saw. I was very excited.
So that's coming, and that one's particular. That's very interesting. I think this is the way it's going to go. There's going to be the broadcast version, which is 11 minutes, but then there's a 22-minute, what we're calling a director's cut, which is very interesting because it's almost it's a totally different story. The details of the story are very different in the 22-minute version than the 11-minute version. We're very happy with both of them, but it was a thing where we liked it long, but we understood that it also worked short. So it'll be a fun thing to kind of have out there both versions and see what people prefer.
Yeah. I think Scotty can go both ways.
Well, that's
for sure.
That's not me.
Long or short.
All right.
Hey, one more question.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever considered working with Mr. Wazo, Mr. OIZO?
We've had him on the Awesome Show, and that was enough.
Okay. Is he a little bit too? Okay. We won't talk about what he is.
It's a handful. All right. Thanks, yeah. Jeff.
Thank you.
Adios.
It's Peepyhead, though.
Peepyhead, yes, of course. Cannot forget. Let's see. Oh, a great pun we have here. Tony. I love a good pun.
What he is.
Tony? Hello? Are you there? Some of these new callers, they just don't know how to do it. Let's see. Briarb Hill? Briarb? Hello?
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 Sorry, I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello, how can I help you? Where are you calling from?
I just wanted to ask, is Mind Wipe and Unsealed the same, or is it different seasons?
Different seasons.
Just a question.
Thank you. Okay. Wow, that was kind of creepy. Isn't that creepy? That guy's out there right now in real time. Just wanted to know that answer, which is pretty Googleable. Tyler. Oh, wait a minute. I can't hear you. I'm moving on. Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah, darling. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I adjusting to the time difference, adjusting to the jet lag of traveling from London 2 days ago. So otherwise, I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm perfect. It's 3:16 here. I'm on the East Coast.
Very well. 3:16. That doesn't make any sense.
8 p.m. afternoon, closer to, I guess, UK time.
Well, I'm looking at the clock and it says 10:45, so I'm pretty sure it's something 45 there, not 15.
No, we're up in Newfoundland. We have a half hour.
Oh, give me a break. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
That's gotta be so annoying. Is it annoying?
Terribly annoying.
Well, you guess you get used to it, but I've never been up that way. How's it going?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful up here. The reason I'm calling, I'm in the middle of a political campaign, and I need a jingle.
What's the campaign? What are you running for?
Municipal politics.
Municipal politics.
Uh-huh.
And now what does that entail?
I want something. A lot of people, a lot of community, a lot of fun. Very exciting.
Have you participated in government in another way? Is this your first foray into public service?
No, this would be my second foray.
What were you before? Were you, are you a disgraced former member of parliament or something?
No, not disgraced. I'm currently a municipal councillor right now.
I see. So this is a re-election.
This
is an incumbent, an attempt at, this is, you're the incumbent. And yes. you, how long have you served?
4 years.
4 years. And you're proud of your service. Do you have high, do people, you have good public opinion?
Yes, I would hope so. I think so.
So we want to design this. I mean, I don't know your politics. What if I'm helping the enemy here? I mean, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? Who are you fighting for? Who is your constituency? Where do you see the future going for your constituency?
I'm the everyman.
God bless you.
Yes, I'm the everyman. Everybody, community, everybody together.
You're not just in it for yourself to line your pockets.
No, you don't last very long at this if that's your game.
How about you can believe in me? I've worked so hard for you so many years now. We've traveled together so far. We've made this community great. My name is Sarah, and I won't give up on you. You are my constituency. You are the ones that I care for. You are the future. Your children will grow up to be the future for us. And now I must say goodbye, and I'll get back to work, because we all know that I'm here for you.
Wow, that was really pretty.
I
think I'm going to have to use it. I think I'll win with that one for sure.
Yeah, just let it out there. Just let her run. Let her rip. Yeah. You can just rip this off the internet once this goes onto the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Look that up.
It's really good.
Hours.
And I'll print it out as well and put it on my signs. I can envision seeing that on signs. That would be really good. And pamphlets as well, of course.
When is the election?
September 26th.
All right. So, well, we'll be rooting for you. We always want to have a member of the Office Hours family in government, wherever it may be. We can always use, you know, I can always pick up the phone and give you a call and get you to scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours, and we will use the, you know, we'll take advantage of your position to get ourselves in a better position to do what we need to do.
That's right, and I'm off to the races now with that song, so
right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sarah, and good luck.
Yes, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Glad to hear you back on the airwaves again.
Thank you very much. How's the show today? Is it a little back? Did I miss a step? Are we
I think you're getting back into the groove.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know. Caller's got to learn the rules again.
That's
it's just
right.
Kind of like shaking off the rust a bit. But
yeah.
Otherwise,
you got to do it. You got to jump back in. You know, you got to jump back in the water.
Exactly.
So you're going to be a little cold at first. You'll feel that sting, but anyways,
you get used to it.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you about the Atlanta 10-year anniversary show y'all did, which was awesome. And you introduced your dad there at the end,
The
show. Was he just in Atlanta, or was he traveling around with you guys, or what?
Oh yeah, he travels with us. He's in the bus, and I'm not allowed to leave his presence. He's got me under his thumb. he drove up from Florida. He's in Florida. And so he came up, and we're a bit concerned for him right now because he's right on the coast.
Oh boy!
So we're hoping that his life is spared, and that's pretty much what we're hoping for.
Well, send him back up to Atlanta if need be.
Yeah,
hopefully.
But it's an easy drive up there, so he came up and saw the show, and of course the audience recognized him as Mr. Absolutely himself.
Well, that's what that was just the thing I was thinking about, and what a kind of a nice moment. And I as a person myself, I lost my dad a handful of years ago.
Oh,
and so I thought that was just kind of nice, because when you showed the 10-year Absolutely show clip, and at the end, you know, his little sign off there at the end, he got a big round of applause, and of course you introduced him there as being there at the show, and he got a great round of applause. And I thought that's
it was very nice,
really cool father son moment.
I'm glad you got to see it, and I'm glad he got to see it, and I'm glad you're at the show. It was a good one. It was a fun time always in Atlanta, and they did a nice job cleaning that theater up too. They made it really nice in there.
They did a lot of renovations and wardrobe
renovations
questions.
On the bar.
What's that?
You made renovations on a bar. That's a good line from Decker, I think.
From Illinois,
you made export. All that for renovations on a bar.
Wardrobe question. Since you were hollering, you're a wardrobe girl earlier.
Yes.
Y'all came out in those great white cowboy boots there at the opening of the show.
Those are fantastic.
Do they go scouring for those, or how do you?
It was a, you know, it's always a, it, the hardest part of the tour is the run up to it, the month before, because it's everybody, our staff here kind of trying to actualize our vision, as we say in the business, actualizing the vision. And so that was an idea. We had sort of this idea of these, you know, knee-high boots and white and glittery kind of things. So, you know, the internet's a great resource, and that's probably where they found them. But it was not easy.
But you got to get boots that fit both you and a six-foot man.
Yes, it's a big wide world out there, and it's unbelievable what they have. And then I think the rest of it was kind of custom made. We had somebody make the suits.
Those are always awesome. And then your big London trip, I was going to ask if you and Greg had a chance to actually film anything outside of your shows. You don't have to say what, but
just, you know what? We were so goddamn busy with our families that we just did not. I mean, there were just days where we were out all day long, and then we'd get back into town, like if we did like a day trip or something, or we were out, I would get back and I said, I can't even go to our flat because if I go up to our flat, I will lie down and I will not be able to get back up. So I have to just go right to the theater and sit there and stare at the wall for a few minutes while I wait for the show to start. So there was there was very little time outside of the family time and the shows to do anything. We thought we'd do a bunch of writing and stuff, but it just turned into this, like, just didn't. And when we weren't doing either of those two things, we were pretty exhausted. So we were just kind of like, let me just have some time alone, you know, let me just watch some TV or something. So
wasn't as
creatively productive as I thought it might have been, but it was a really fun couple of weeks there.
Yeah, it seemed like an opportunity to do some on location stuff, but
I know completely. We were thinking that, and it just it didn't happen. Well, thanks, Phil, and listen, we're back for a while, so let's call in and we'll talk later. Talk next week.
All right,
what
Tim.
Do you think?
Take care.
All right, Phil. Take care. Thank you, everybody. I'm going out on a song I heard the other night in Manchester, and it's one of my favorite groups. I mean, they're up there with maybe beyond the Big B Boys, the Mop Tops. It's the Kinks. This time tomorrow, let's say this time next week, we'll rock it and roll it again one more time. Next week. This time tomorrow, next week, I should say. Thank you, guys, and thank you for welcoming me back. I do enjoy talking to all of you, and it's good to be back. We'll be back next week for more Office Hours. This has changed. Always, Ray Davies, always taking you for a little journey, chord-wise. I was in Muswell Hill over this trip, which is the home of Ray Davies and the Kinks, visiting my good friend. And it was an honor to be up there because I'm such a fan of the great Ray Davies. And this is Ray Davies with the Kinks. Yeah. little bridge here. Don't mind that. All right, guys. Well, take care, and we love you very much. Good night. Goodbye.